Hello, everybody. This is Michael Pena, a.k.a. Michael Ortega. We're back with our Yo Soy podcast. Today, since yesterday was such a heartfelt, deep, meaning podcast that had a lot of umph in it and a bit of controversy, I thought today, and make sure to watch that if you go to Amazon or any of the podcasts out there, we're on all of them, you should be able to join us rather quickly. Today, I thought we would do something different. I thought we'd do foods, comfort foods. Yeah, let's have a little comfort after a deep conversation about life and where things are in the world. Let's have a little bit of comfort food talking. So today, we're going to go over comfort foods, things that you would find in Mexico and Spain, any Latin-speaking country, you will find these items and now you can say them with comfort and ease. Let's start right off the top with baked potatoes. That's my go-to food. Papas al horno. Papas al horno. And just to let you know, horno is an oven. I do a Spanish. When I'm doing comedy, I get on the stage and I talk about horno. And I say that I mix it up with Google. And I look up Google. And I think that my mom was saying horny instead of horno. And lo and behold, it's actually the oven. So I'm learning my lesson on that one. Baked potatoes, papas al horno. Cheese, queso. I was fascinated while I was here in Mexico City that there's not a lot of yellow cheese, a queso amarillo. There's not a lot of it. And in fact, there's only a few stores that have it. But if you ask for it, some stores will present it to you. Queso amarillo. In this case, queso. An American favorite, cheeseburger. Hamburguesa de queso. Hamburguesa de queso. Cheeseburger. Dessert. Postre. Dessert. Postre. French fries. Papas fritas. Papas fritas. Hamburger. Hamburguesa. 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 Lasagna. Lasagna. Funny thing about that is it's spelled different in English as G-N-A. And in fact, in Mexico and Latin, it's with the N-A, a little tilde over the end, like my last name, Pena. So it's lasagna, lasagna. Macaroni. Macarones. Macarones. Something that I had a difficult time here is that the young boys I work with, they kept asking for the yogurt in the refrigerator. And I had no idea what they were saying. They kept saying yogurt, yogurt. And I was like, you know, yogurt. I had not a clue what that was. And then they would take me and stand up and go to the refrigerator and there was the yogurt. And then I chuckled because they're saying it exactly the way it is spelled, Y-O-G-U-R-T, yogurt. It's yogurt, yogurt. It's just difficult to understand sometimes when you're trying to mash things in your head. Okay, let's move on. Mashed potatoes, puree de papas. Puree de papas, puree de papas. Mashed potatoes, my favorite. Mayonnaise, mayonnaise. 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 Ironically, I read the English version first, and because I've been here so often, and I hear it all the time because they use mayonnaise all over the place, in all the burritos, all the taco stands. Mayonnaise is a staple here. For food, they use it like butter. I was a little confused when I read it here on my list. Mayonnaise is mayonnaise, so I'm actually reading it backwards, but anyways. Noodles, tallarines, or fideos, tallarines, or fideos. These are noodles. Pizza. Ravioli, ravioles. So there's an ES attached to it, and of course no I, but ES. And E in Spanish and Latin is E. You always say E whenever you see an E. Ravioles, ravioli. Salad, salad. Ensalada, ensalada. What I found out is that I find Mexicans are, or Latin-speaking people are very good spellers. And I'm going to draw a big conclusion. It's because in English, you often run a lot of words together, letters together. But in Latin America, I find that you say every letter in the word. And very few times do you run them together. Double L you run together. But most of the time you pronounce every word in the letter, which clearly helps you in spelling. Okay? There's no rules to remember. Salad, ensalada. Sauce, salsa. Scrambled eggs, huevos revueltos. Huevos revueltos, scrambled eggs. Soup, sopa. Spaghetti, espagueti, espagueti. It's funny how they say that, but it's just an E and the T. Espagueti. Tomato sauce, salsa de tomate. Salsa de tomate. Meats and poultries now. Let's go to meats and poultries. That's very important because a lot of the taco stands will have various types of meats, and it's good to know which ones you're eating. Beef, carne de res. Beef, carne de res. Beef steak, filete de ternera. Ternera. Beef steak, filete de ternera. Brains, sesos. Brains, sesos, a very popular item here in tacos. Chicken, pollo, fried chicken. Pollo frito, fried chicken. Ground meat, carne molida. Ham, jamón. Kidneys, riñones. Kidneys, riñones. Lamb, cordero. Liver, hígado, liver. Meatballs, albóndigas. Pork, carne de cerdo. Pork chops, chulitas de cerdo. Ribs, costillas. Roast beef, carne asada. Roast beef, remember that, roast beef, carne asada. Steak, filete. Stew, estofada. Stew, estofado. Stew, estofado, estofado, stew. Turkey, pavo. Veal, ternera. Breast, pechuga. Shop, chuleta. Remember, these are meats. Cutlet, chuleta. It's the same word, whether it's chop or cutlet, it's both chuleta. Poultry, carne de ave. Let's move on to fish. We had fish last night with one of the boys' birthdays, so we had fish. I went and made some fish. It's their favorite dish meal, fish potatoes. So clam, almeja, cod. Bacaloa, cod. Eel, anguila. Eel, anguila. Halibut, mero. We actually ate halibut last night, which is mero. Halibut, I said hamlet. Funny. Herring, arenque. King prawn, langostino. King prawn, langostino. Lobster, langosta. lobster, langosta. Mussel, mejillon. Mussel, mejillon. Octopus, pulpo. Octopus, pulpo. Oyster, ostra. Oyster, ostra. Salmon, salmon. Salmon, salmon. Sardines, sardinas. Sardinas. Shark, tiburón. Shark, tiburón. Shrimp, camarón. Shrimp, camarón. Snail, caracol. Snail, caracol. Squid, calamar. Calamar. Squid, calamar. Swordfish, pez, espada. Swordfish, pez, espada. Espada, espada. Swordfish, pez, espada. Trout, trucha, trucha. Let's move on to some beverages. Apple juice, jugo de manzana. Apple juice, jugo de manzana. Can of Coke, lata de Coca-Cola. Can of Coke, lata, lata is the metal, de Coca-Cola. Champagne, champagne. Champagne, champagne, champagne. Cider, sidra. Cider, sidra. Coffee, café. Hot chocolate, chocolate caliente. Hot chocolate, chocolate caliente. Juice, jugo. Lemonade, limonada. Lemonade, limonada. Limonada. Orange juice, jugo de naranja. Jugo de naranja. Pineapple juice, jugo de piña. Jugo de piña. I can say that one perfectly. Red wine, vino tinto. Red wine, vino tinto. Tea, té. Tomato juice, jugo de tomate. Tomato juice, jugo de tomate. Water, agua. Water, agua. White wine, vino blanco. Vino blanco, white wine. Wine, vino. Spices and seasons. Spices and seasons. Well, you know, we've gone through our 10 minutes. Let's go ahead and let's continue this part next week. Not next week, tomorrow. So next week, tomorrow, I don't keep on saying that, we'll do spices and seasons, we'll do fruits, we'll do vegetables, and we'll come to a conclusion about eating in Mexico. So thank you very much for the day. Today's we've been talking about feel-good foods and as well as other foods. And tomorrow we'll continue with more items like that. Have a great day, and I hope you enjoyed our podcast. Make sure you watch our last podcast. We're on all the podcast channels, of course. You can just say my name, which is Yo Soy, with my name, Michael Pina, on Alexa, and she will launch my latest episode. Have a great day, and hopefully we'll have some interviews because we're working on them right now. Have a great day.